97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
This whole situation with the astronauts has kind of intrigued us. Plus, we like to talk with Matt Bradley. Anyway, here's Bill Harwood from NASA talking about this.
What they may well do is launch that spacecraft with two people on board, not four. So when it gets up to the space station, Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, the crew of the Starliner, would extend their stay in space another 6 months and then come down on that Crew Dragon in February when that mission normally would end.
I love Bill. He is the space consultant with CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center. Although we have a better space consultant. Our own Mac Bradley here in St. Louis is with us this afternoon. He has a book called The Space to Lead. We always depend on you, Mac, to kind of explain what the heck is going on out there. And this is one of those situations.
Yeah, well, for the record, nobody's better than Bill Harwood. So
he is good. He's really good.
Yeah, he's really good. Yeah, he's right. I mean, these two astronauts that went up on the Boeing Starliner were supposed to be up there for 10 days. They may end up on the space station for 10 months. So I guess I won't complain about my next Boeing-related flight delay. And they could, you know, and what he was talking about right there was Boeing's competitor, SpaceX, is scheduled to do a normal run to the station. It was actually scheduled for this month. NASA has delayed it until September to try to evaluate whether or not they want to do this. So instead of going up with four astronauts, they would only take up two. The two astronauts, Butch and Sonny, that came up on Starliner would stay on the station until early next year and then come back on the SpaceX capsule.
Well,
in the meantime, the Starliner spacecraft, which can detach itself autonomously from the station and come home, probably what they would do is do that, so that if there is a problem during reentry, they lose the spacecraft, but not the astronauts.
Okay, so let's back up just a little bit. What happened here?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah. So you remember I was talking to you guys, I guess, the week that they went up there.
Yep.
And it was supposed to be a 10-day flight. During the flight to the station, they had a problem with some of the what are called the reaction control thrusters on the spacecraft. Excuse me. Those are the little thrusters that maneuver the spaceship around, right? And those have to work properly. And they have to work properly on reentry because you have to hit the atmosphere at just the right angle. If you don't hit it at the right angle, you can skip off the atmosphere like a rock on a pond and don't come home.
Yikes.
Or you can enter it too steeply and burn up in the atmosphere.
That doesn't sound good.
So you have to hit it. Yeah, you got to hit it just right. And so you have to be able to maneuver using these thrusters. So there was a problem with several of them. They've been doing a ton of testing on the ground to try and figure out exactly what's going on here. Now, the latest on this is on Friday, I guess a week ago today, Boeing came out and said, we've looked at all the data and we think this is good and it's safe and they can come home. And the NASA engineers, their position is we're not so sure. So NASA has pointed at, I guess next week, they're going to have to make a decision on this one way or the other about what they're going to do, if they're going to bring them home on Starliner or have them stay and bring them back on the SpaceX.
You know, this is something that's in this, not that I want to highlight this over the safety of the astronauts or anything, but this was a line from the Washington Post where they said the delay in returning Starliner and the subsequent tests to figure out what went wrong have been costly for Boeing. In a recent earnings call, the company said it had to take $125 million charge for the program, bringing the total, this is the part that caught my attention, the total amount the company had to spend out of pocket for what they describe as various missteps and failures to about $1.6 billion, Mac.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if Elon Musk has to help them out, that's kind of a black eye, isn't it, Mac?
That's got to hurt.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's got to hurt. And, you know, the ironic thing about all this is when many years ago, when NASA decided they were going to award two contracts because they wanted two options to get to the space station, they didn't want to have to rely on just one spaceship. And when they awarded the two of them, one to SpaceX and one to Boeing, the general feeling was, well, man, these SpaceX people, you know, this is a brand new startup. Who knows, like, if what they can do? But at least you've got Boeing.
Wow.
And,
yeah.
they know what they're doing, right?
Yikes. Yikes.
And so that was the vibe. Well, you know, SpaceX has been running their Dragon spacecraft to and from the station for 4 years now with no problems. So it's a real surprise, I think, to a lot of people.
For the astronauts, I mean, is this kind of cool? And they're, hey, I'm an astronaut. I get to stay for 8 months. Or it's like, wait a second. Yeah. I thought I was going to be back on Earth here in a few days.
Yeah, well, I hope they brought extra underwear.
Man.
Yes. You know? I don't know. That's really interesting what it's like for them. And also the other two people I'm thinking about is, if you're scheduled to go up on this next SpaceX flight, but now you got to stay home.
Right.
So you've been training for that mission and you're ready to go, but now you have to stay home, and they bump you to a later flight because of this. So,
One of the things that the Washington Post also said is that, look, when it comes to NASA, they still have, even though it was 30 years ago, fresh in their mind what happened with the Columbia disaster. And the quote was, you know, those senior leaders lived through Columbia and don't want to repeat those mistakes. You had 7 astronauts that died then. And that's why I have a great deal of confidence they'll make the right decision. So let's hope so.
I do, too. Yeah, I do, too. And I think one thing that you've seen or seen glimpses of through this whole thing is NASA has really fostered a culture of questioning. Let's not get into groupthink here. If somebody has a problem or a concern or a worry, let's talk about it. And that's been pretty obvious through this whole process. So I think that speaks well of them and their decision-making process.
Anything else that's going on that we usually touch base with you on a broad range of these space issues? Anything else popping outside of this that you want to mention before I let you go?
The only thing big, really, this summer, they had the first successful test flight of the moon lander and its rocket back in June. So that was a big milestone. They're looking at September 26th for Artemis 3, which would be the first human boots on the moon.
So we're still on track for that at this point.
Yeah, you know, we'll see. A lot of stuff needs to happen between now and then. But the successful flight of the Starship lander and its booster rocket in June was a big step. They both launched. They test flew them. They both came back safely and were recovered. So that's a big milestone.
Awesome. Mac, we always appreciate your expertise. It was one of those stories, I think even overall, I'd paint a broader, with a broader brush in this, because it's one of those stories, I think it's gotten some attention in the media, but because of the, you know, the news cycle and so much going on out there,
right,
I think a lot of people are still a little confused what happened. So that put it into very good perspective this afternoon. Thank you so much. I hope all is well.
You bet. You too.
Thanks
very much.
Thanks, Mac. He's great. We love him.
He is great.
We have the official space expert of the Mark Reardon Show. Yeah. Comes with no compensation, of course, but you get a great title to show off to your friend.
Get more at 971talk.com.